is, are you thinking of whether or not you should stay in contact with your ex? Listen up, because in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about, can you be friends with your ex after a breakup? And this is such an exciting question, because I know for me, when I was going through a breakup, I thought about that a lot. Yes, I thought that maybe we can just be in somewhere between. It's like in the middle, where we don't need to break up completely. And at the same time, we can still have each other in each other's lives, yes? And even though the intention behind this was good, even though I had a good intention behind this, that I really just wanted to continue to have this contact and to say, to make sure that he's okay, that I'm okay. I'm here to tell you that staying friends with your ex, there are conditions, yes. So the short answer to whether or not you can be friends with your ex is yes and no. Yes, if you have to, meaning if you, for example, have kids together, then that's a situation where you actually cannot avoid not to have contact with your ex, which means you might end up having to, you know, stay in contact with each other because you have kids together. Yes. What else? If you work together, then that's another situation where you actually have to continue to have the contact, at least when you are at work with him. So these are the two common situations where you might need to stay in contact with your ex. But if you don't have kids together, if you don't work at the same place, and if you're not neighbors, meaning if you don't own like a flat or an apartment or even a house next to each other, then by no means you don't have to do that. And if you don't have to, then I would say it's better not to. Because from my own experience and from the knowledge that I've accumulated throughout the years, you know, through the programs and the trainings and all the things that I have done after going through the breakup that almost cost me my life, I learned that our energy is connected to the energy that we have in our lives. So your energy is bound to the energy of people who you have in your life, meaning your friends, your family members, your colleagues, the people that you see every day, the people that you are in contact with every day. And therefore, if you continue to have contact with your ex, and that means you are going to have your energy bound to him. And if you are trying to get over him, then that would be challenging. It would be difficult, because how can you let go of him and of the energy that he brought to your life while you were being together in the relationship, while at the same time staying in contact with him? I mean, think about that. It's like trying to give up, alcohol while having alcohol all over your house or somewhere in your house. It's like trying to give up fast food while you still have, you know, fast food at home in your fridge. It makes things more challenging, and it makes it more easy, and it makes it more difficult for you, because every single moment you're so tempted to go and open your fridge and slam that, you know, hamburger or cheeseburger. It's so easy for you to just go and reach out to a bottle of vodka and, you know, slam a shot when you have vodka bottles in your house versus not having anything at all. Like, it allows you, the absence of the person or the object allows us to break free from the energetic connection and bond that we have with this person or object. And that's why I'm telling you that it's much easier to actually heal, get over your ex when you go knocked out, when you go no contact, when you are no longer staying in friends or seeing each other or talking to each other. Yes. And I know that the question comes up so often, well, why can't we just be friends? I know that, and of course I'm sure that you know it, especially if you do a lot of self-reflection, that if you just ask yourself honestly, why do you want to stay friends with your ex? I mean, if this is someone that you have had, that you once had an intimate relationship with, and then you got to a point where you feel like there is no there's no future or there's no connection moving forward in life for you to be together, why do you think you need to instantly shift that intimacy into something different, which is friendship? Yes. Why do you feel like you need to do that? I mean, I can talk from my own experience. The reason that I wanted to stay friends with him when I was going through that breakup is that I just wanted to ease the pain of his absence from my life. I did not want to feel that he was gone just altogether. I just wanted to have him somehow, some way in my life. And I know that when I did that, I was just lying to myself. And I know that when he did that, he was just lying to himself. And at the same time, we were actually lying to each other. So that line about, hey, I'm going to, you know, check on you every now and then just to make sure that you're okay. Or, you know, like we text each other every couple of days. Like, how are you now? How are you? Like, it's like you're basically lying to yourself. And you're making it even more challenging to get over that because you're constantly tempted to go back to that old energy that you had together, to the old connection that you had together. And so you'd be talking one day, and then all of a sudden one of the you start talking about, like, you know, the decision that the breakup decision or getting back together. So it's leaving the door open. Leaving the door open, it causes confusion, and at the same time, it affects your decisiveness about the situation. When you leave the door half open, you are more tempted to reach out and say, hey, I miss you. Hey, I love you. Hey, why don't we get back together? Versus going no contact, if you have the ability to do so, of course, which allows you to give yourself some space, the space that you need to allow that energy to just fade away from your life and to allow yourself to break free from the bond or from the emotional connection that you had with this person. I know it's not easy, but you don't want to continue to lie to yourself for months or even years until one day you discover that he already has a girlfriend, and then you go like, oh my God, what was I thinking? I was trying to stay friends with him. What was I thinking? Well, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to blame you. I'm not here to make you feel bad about yourself. I'm just here to help you see the picture clearly. I'm here to help you save time and energy and to help you shorten the journey of your healing so that you don't make the so many mistakes that I did myself. I know I did those mistakes because I was so scared. I was so scared to lose him and to, you know, have him gone completely gone from my life. I was like, I can't. I did not want to deal with getting up in the morning and realizing that he's not going to be in my life anymore, even though I knew he was not good for me, and I knew that I was not good fit for him. But I was torturing myself with this idea of like being in between, wishy-washy thinking. It's like, yeah, I don't want him as a partner, but at the same time, let's be friends. No, if you have the opportunity, my suggestion to you, my advice to you if you need one, is if you want your healing to happen sooner than later, and if you have the opportunity, if you have the chance, if you don't have any commitments that kind of makes you have to stay in contact with him, then by no means you need to do that. By no means you need to do that. You just need to allow things to fade away. You need to give yourself and allow yourself some time to just relax and let go of his presence in your life, of what he brought into your life, and to just allow to see and experience and remember how you used to feel about yourself and about your life. It allows you to ask yourself the questions that really matter. It allows you to ask yourselves the questions that would help you heal faster and open to life with a whole new perspective. Because something that I know for sure is that back then I was seeing life through the lens of his presence in my life. It was like looking at things through a box. And I mean, when I was going through my healing and when I was doing all the work on myself, I realized that life is so much bigger than your ex. Life is so much bigger than your ex. There are so many experiences to live. There are so many places to go. There are so many people to, you know, have a connection with. There are so many beautiful and amazing things that you can do in your life. There are so many beautiful moments for you to cherish and to appreciate and to embrace. There is so much beauty for you waiting to appreciate it and to live it and to enjoy it, without the conditions of having someone with you that shares you those moments. Just, you know, allowing yourself to go solo, at least for a while, at least for just a little bit of time, to have this sense of wholeness and completion back, until you feel that you are no longer waiting for someone to complete you, because that's an illusion. Nobody completes you. You complete you. You are whole and you were born whole. So my invitation to you and my suggestion to you today, just consider letting him go and allowing yourself time to heal and allowing yourself time to let go of the emotional bond and the connection that held you together for such a long time. I know it's not easy, but I'm here to tell you that it's doable, especially if you find the right people who can support you and help you move forward. So that's my invitation to you. Please just take some time to reflect on my sharing today and make sure to subscribe so that you get a notification every time we put on a new episode. Take care of yourself, stay strong, and remember, healing is happening. All you need to do is just allow it. Take care of yourself. I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.